And here are the headlines from some stories we're following today at NPR News. President Bush demanded that Russia end all military activities in Georgia. In remarks in the White House Rose Garden, the president said he was sending Secretary of State Rice to Paris to assist the West's diplomatic efforts and then on to Georgia. He also announced a massive U.S. humanitarian effort involving both American aircraft and naval forces. And Russian troops and paramilitaries rolled into the Georgian city of Gori in apparent violation of a truce to end the conflict. Georgian officials said Russians looted and bombed the city after they left later in the day and camped nearby. Moscow denies those accusations. Details on those stories and, of course, much more later today on All Things Considered. Tomorrow, that urge to scream and run every time you see a spider or close your eyes in glass elevators. Don't worry. It's normal. We all live with fears. Flying, maybe, or snakes. But when fear becomes something that affects the way you live, doctors may call it a phobia. We'll talk about living with fear and phobias tomorrow on Talk of the Nation. Back in June, we talked about an exhibit here at the museum on the FBI and the media, along with hundreds of artifacts. The display includes the Unabomber's cabin. That day, we also spoke with his brother, David Kaczynski, who said he probably would not come to see it.
I think all the focus, unfortunately, is on the person who committed the violence, and not so much on lessons that could be learned from it. In my brother's case, there was a serious mental illness, and I think we need to deal proactively. Hopefully, you know, crimes, like my brother's, lives could have been saved if there had been an intervention and treatment early on.
Today, word got out that the Unabomber himself, Ted Kaczynski, protests the display of his cabin. In a 3-page handwritten letter from prison to the U.S. Court of Appeals, he wrote that the exhibit violates the victim's wish to limit further publicity about this case. Gary Wright, one of the Unabomber victims, joins us in a moment. But first, let me introduce Susan Bennett, Vice President and Deputy Director of the Newseum, who's among our hosts here at the Newseum. And Susan Bennett, nice to have you on the program today.
Well, glad to have you at the Newseum, Neil.
And what do you think of Kaczynski's protest?
Well, it's interesting that he is talking about concern for the victims at this point in time, because for 17 years, the FBI tried to track him down as he was mailing pipe bombs and other explosive devices to a number of people, innocent people around the country. There were 3 people killed, 23 injured during his crime spree.
And remind us, why is his cabin here at the museum?
His cabin is one of 200 artifacts given to us, loaned to us by the FBI. 2008 marks the 100th anniversary of the FBI's law enforcement, and they came to us because no longer is the FBI tour available to the public in Washington, D.C., unfortunately, because of security concerns. And so we said we would be interested in doing an exhibit on the FBI, but only in terms of how there's been a sometimes cooperative, sometimes combative relationship between the FBI and the news media.
In the letter, Ted Kaczynski said he wanted to talk to you about this. Are you going to call him?
Well, it's up to him to call us, I think, at this point. I didn't know that he wanted to talk to us. We, being a news museum, are willing to talk to anybody and give anyone their say. I mean, obviously, this was one of many crime stories that we tell in this exhibit. We thought it was a particularly interesting case because it was an instance of where there was incredible cooperation between the news media and the FBI. The FBI, for 17 years, had not been able to track down the killer. And Ted Kaczynski had mailed what he called a manifesto to various news publications wanting it published. And the FBI came to the New York Times and the Washington Post and asked that that be done.
After much agonizing, they decided to go ahead.
They did. I mean, it's not often that two competitors, such as the New York Times and Washington Post, agree to do something cooperatively, but they agreed they would both pay for it and that it would be published in the Washington Post. And it was a direct result of that publication that Ted Kaczynski was caught. His brother recognized some of the writings in the manifesto as similar to things that his brother had written, and he, in effect, turned him over to the FBI.
Again, after much agonizing. Anyway,
yes.
We're talking about the display of the Unabomber's cabin here at the museum, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Also with us is Gary Wright, one of the Unabomber's victims. He joins us from member station KXJZ in Sacramento. And Gary, nice to have you back on the program today.
Thanks, Neil. Glad to be here.
And what do you think of the Unabomber's protest?
Well, it's interesting. We've been involved in a court case for some time now, the victims and survivors. And I think that it's, as it was mentioned, the timing is interesting in that for the longest time, I don't think that Mr. Kaczynski really cared one iota what had happened to his victims when you look through some of the writings and some of the things that were presented in court. And now I think the only reason that he is positioning himself this way is to protect his writings, that he would maintain control of them, whereas right now there is an effort to sell those writings and pay restitution to the victims.
This would be the contents of his cabin, not just his writing, but all the other objects, which would be auctioned off, I guess, and would the proceeds would then go to his victims.
Yes, correct. And when you look at it, I mean, there are some things in there that maybe have some intrinsic value to folks, but I think that the writings are probably the most interesting in that it gives a firsthand view of his thought process and what he went through as he made his decisions in going forward and victimizing folks.
And after all this time, would you be interested in seeing those writings and seeing those objects and maybe coming here to the museum and seeing the cabin?
I mean, for me to see the cabin, honestly, it would be not a tough call for me. I would do it simply because it was such a long time where I didn't know who it was that had attacked me, and it gives me a little more semblance to how this man lived and things like that. So for me, it has nothing to do with being a victim or any sort of morbid fascination with it. It's more that I've come to closure with who he was as a man and that sort of thing. But I guess it's just one small piece that I haven't seen. I think the bigger pieces I've seen in full effect, you know, given his mental capacity and the way that he chose to go about expressing himself. So for me, it's not a big thing for me to see the cabin.
And it's not, as you mentioned earlier, anything, at least speaking just for yourself, some might say there's a certain ghoulish quality to auctioning off his possessions and using the money to pay his victims.
Yeah, I understand that. Being on the other side of it, where insurance didn't pay for any of my medical expenses and things like that, I guess, and coming from a law enforcement family, I truly believe in restitution for criminals. And in that regard, I guess, it doesn't bother me to have those things sold in order to make people whole again, not just myself, but other people. I mean, if there's kids who want to go on to college or grandchildren, if a victim or survivor's family wanted to put that money to some good use, I think it's, you know, really well served to do that.
And Susan Bennett, quickly, just how long is that exhibit going to be available, open to the public?
It's going to be available till at least June of 2009. We have a commitment from the FBI that long, and we may extend the show.
Susan Bennett, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Neil.
Susan Bennett, Vice President and a Deputy Director of the Newseum, with us here at the Newseum in Washington, D.C. Gary Wright, thank you for speaking with us again.
Thank you, Neil.
Gary Wright, one of the Unabomber's victims, with us today from the studios of KXJZ in Sacramento. And this is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.